This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Welcome back to the podcast. This is your boy Dupe. I need a Zen. I'm so addicted. Jokes. No, but I kind of am addicted. Dude, here's the thing. It's summer in AZ. It's goddamn 112 outside right now. It's been that for last 4 to 6 weeks. And my AC is absolutely grinding. So I guess what I'm trying to say is I'm trying to mitigate the white noise in the background as much as possible. Hopefully, Luke will do a hell of a job cleaning up the audio here, because I went live. Madden just came out, and I went live a couple days ago. I've been live every day, but I noticed a couple days ago when I watched my stream back, it was just, the white noise was palpable. Palpable. And so luckily we got it, like, sorted out in the Streamlabs or what have you. But hopefully it's not palpable on this show. Okay, so we got a lot to get into. It's been a hot minute since we've sat down and done a podcast. I've been coaching children on how to play football out in this Arizona heat. I've been to Vermont for a family reunion. My dad and I went up from Kentucky. I flew from Phoenix to Cincinnati, which is about an hour from where I grew up. Mom comes to get me. We drive back to Kentucky. I go to the office to work, go to our flagship office in Lexington for a couple days to work. And then my dad and I hop in the car, and we drive 16 hours up to Stowe, Vermont. And the thing about Stowe, Vermont is that the beauty of the natural landscape is unparalleled. The culture super gay. Super. Second day we're there, my dad, you know, he's a simple pleasures kind of guy. He likes to ride around, visit coffee, especially when we're on the road traveling. He likes to ride around with the dogs in the car, visit the local coffee shop, kiss some babies, shake some hands, and just get a feel for the local feel. And so he likes to bring the dogs along. He's got a German short-haired pointer named Nellie. He's got a little dog named Ella. She looks like a rat, but she is a good girl. And she's gamey, tough, etc. And then you got Jasper, my German short hair. And Dad likes to obviously tow Jasper around when he can. He loves him, likes to spend time with him. So I let him. So he's towing these dogs around. I guess he parks the car, leaves the dogs in the car. It's Vermont in the summer, dude. So it's probably 75 degrees tops, heat of the day, right? Leaves the dogs in the car. Somebody in downtown Stowe, Vermont, saw the dogs in the car. Again, 75 degrees outside. This would be totally, you guys know where I'm going at this point. This would be totally understandable if we were in Phoenix and it was 120 and you leave the dogs in the car to go get a cup of Java. It's Stowe, Vermont, 75 degrees at the heat of the day. And this was in the morning. Somebody calls the cops because they saw the dogs in the car. Hey. Hi, man bun. Hey. Trying to think of something else gay. I don't know, dude. I saw a guy in a coffee shop. He was definitely an alpha dog. You know, he had his butt sticking out and his back arched, and he was holding his phone like this. You know, he had a little high man bun. He was alpha, dude. And you could just smell it on him. But it was cool, man. We went to this German, it's like Austrian German style lodge up in the mountains. They had an old style sauna. They had completely clean, regenerative farming going. So they had their own cows, they had their own pigs, they had their own chickens. They're using the shit from all these animals to enrich the soil and grow veggies. And then they use the scraps from the veggies to feed the animals. They shit it back out. They're completely this place was completely hydraulic powered because it's so mountainous up in Vermont. Here's the thing. Before I'd gone to Vermont, I don't even think I'd seen pictures of that place. I had no idea what to expect. And it was just incredibly mountainous. I would argue it was as mountainous as Arizona. And so this place that my family was staying at, completely hydraulic powered. The water flows down from the mountains. And so they used a combination of hydraulic power and solar power to power their brewery. Because it's Austrian, it's German people. The Sound of Music, the movie, not that I've ever seen it, not that it's really a big part of my life, but that movie's a big part in a lot of people's lives. This property was the thing that inspired, and the family that ran this property was the thing that inspired The Sound of Music. So it was pretty cool. You know, we got to taste a little bit of maple syrup. They got maple trees up there. I played pickleball for the first time. And some of my older family members just smoked you, boy. Absolutely smoked me. It was very frustrating the way they put a certain kind of spin on their serves. I couldn't return it. And so eventually I just would try to get that first ball back over. And then I think in pickleball, I don't have a good grasp on this rule, but I think in pickleball, it's got to go back and forth two times before you can just play it out of the air. instead of just let you got to let it bounce the first two times up and down, I think. I think that's the rule. Somebody jump in the comments and correct me if I'm wrong. So what I would do is I would wait out that first exchange, back once, back twice, and then I would just come up to the no-go zone. I would come up to the kitchen, they call it. You know, gets too hot in there. I'd come up to the kitchen, and I would just play volleyball from there. I'd just play volleyball, and I'd try to catch it out of the air, pop it down. You know, my family members, some of them a little older, so if I could just get up in the air and pop it down pretty hard, they weren't able to return that. So I feel like I picked up pickleball pretty good. I'm going to be playing a lot more pickleball in the coming months because my friends Tim Welch and Sean O'Malley are opening up the Pickle Dojo right next door to our gym. So I'm excited about that. We'll have immaculate vibes. Apparently it's going to be like 80s vibes. They're going to do a great job, and everybody who knows a damn thing about pickleball is telling those guys that it's going to knock it out of the park. So I'm excited for that. It's going to be playing a lot more pickleball. NFL training camp, way underway. And the word from Bengals training camp is that Shamar Stewart is having an absolutely stellar camp. Trey Hendrickson also is in the building, even though our great organization has still not paid him yet.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
It's a battle of a good team-oriented guy that shows up even when he's not getting paid what he's due, and an egotistical organization that wants to piddle around over $1 million or two. I say that like that's not any amount of money. To them, it's significant. Or to them, $1 million is probably not significant. To me, it would be. So trying to think what else. I mean, we probably got the next round of preseason games coming up. Today's a Thursday as I shoot this, so I guarantee you we have some. Oh, no. No, my background. I'm fooling around on here trying to get the. All right, we're good. All right, I'm not going to. All right, so what we're going to do here, we're going to do a new tab. But if I hover over it, son. All right, we're good. Just going on X here to pull up some trending topics. Matter of fact, let's talk to the AI real quick. How about that? Okay. AI-generated content, articles, videos, music, becomes indistinguishable from human-created work. How do we value creativity and authenticity? How do we value creativity and authenticity? Man, we got a long time before this shit really gets good enough to become indistinguishable. I'll tell you that. We got at least 10 to 20 years. And there might be a plateau for a while, kind of similar to the idea of physical strain. Think about it this way. When you start your day off, you go for a walk, you get the heart rate going a little bit, you get that cortisol out of your system. Stay with me. Your body's going to get a lot more strain at the start of the day than if you push it to the limit for that whole first half of the day, and then you do another hard workout later in the evening. You're going to get more strain, ironically, from the beginning activities than the end activity, even if the end activity you're working way harder. It's the same concept when you're charging a cell phone, when you're charging an iPhone. If your iPhone's battery is on 1%, it's probably going to get to 25, 30% after 10 minutes, 5 minutes of sitting on the charger. But it's probably going to take a bit longer, if not significantly longer, to get from 90% to 100% charge, because there's less blocks to fill. Same thing with a mixed martial artist. A beginner is going to see many more improvements fast than a seasoned veteran or a very skilled guy will see in the same amount of time. There's less blocks to fill. There's less blocks that are available. There's less neural pathways that are available. So therefore, you have to work much harder to get that last couple percentage points. I think AI is no different. So we're seeing a boom right now. We're seeing a robust boom right now where things are improving quickly. Everyone's like, whoa, this shit's going to take over the world in 2 months. But I don't think the growth is going to be able to sustain itself, because that last couple percentage points from good to great just take a lot longer. I think that's just the law of nature. Because that last couple percentage points between good and great are worth a lot. And that's a law of nature, is that anything that's worth something is going to take much more effort, much more strain, etc. So I don't think, we were talking about this on the Confidential show, on Tim Welch's Confidential show on Saturday. We were talking about my profession as an investment advisor and his profession as a jiu-jitsu professor. And I said, look, dude, I think that my job is at risk of being replaced. But I don't think that that's going to occur for another 20 to 50 years. Now, my profession is going to get definitely going to get replaced. I shouldn't say definitely. Who knows? Before his. He was talking about being a jiu-jitsu professor, and we got into the discussion of robots being able to teach jiu-jitsu, which is something I had never thought about before. Up to that moment on that podcast, I would have thought that being a jiu-jitsu professor, you're safe from AI and robotics taking your job. And I do think it will be a long time. I'm talking 50 years plus before there's even a chance that a robot could teach jiu-jitsu better than a human. And I also think there's a chance that a robot would never be able to teach jiu-jitsu better than a human. I do think another thing that's a variable there is that you would need a physical robot to go in and teach jiu-jitsu. You would not need a physical robot to be a financial advisor. You can just have a chat bot that gives you advice. Hell, even goes in to your computer software and executes trades on your behalf when you're sleeping, or moves money around to pay a bill. That doesn't have to be a physical robot. So that's a whole other conversation. Would it be easier? And I think it probably would, considering the world we live in right now. We already have chatbots that can go into your computer software and go and check tasks off for you. So I think that would probably be more likely to happen first. But who knows? Maybe it would be easier when we're talking about that last percent from being good to great, to program a physical robot as opposed to just having a software robot to do things for you. I'm trying to think. What's the word from training camp these days? Let's go to NFL news. Okay, there's a lot about Keyshawn Judkins, Browns rookie running back Keyshawn Judkins. He will not face charges for misdemeanor battery after prosecutors decided not to move forward. Broward County, Florida, he was arrested in July and charged with touch or strike battery, domestic violence. No video surveillance. Here's the thing, dude. When you get this much clout and this much money involved, it comes with being an NFL guy, and you have some toxic people in your life, you're going to have folks that want to come and get theirs. And I was watching a Cam Newton vlog, and while Cam Newton was hitting a little trail jog, a little run, he said something that I thought was pretty powerful. He said, expecting benefits from something you didn't put work into is satanic. Expecting benefits from something you didn't put work into is satanic. It's evil. And unfortunately, there's evil in the world. Unfortunately, there's people out there that think they deserve the world even though they haven't gotten out and put the work in. I think we've all been.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
In there. So I'm not going to rant about, you got to put the work in, you got to go get yours. That's cliche, but I think a lot of these, some, you know, he probably had a lady in his life that wanted hers, felt entitled to get hers because she was in Mr. Judkins' life. And these folks decided not to move forward. But also, who knows? What else? I know that the Bengals faced off against the Eagles in the preseason. Who do the Bengals have this week in the preseason? We got, next game's not until Monday. No preseason games today. We got some tomorrow. So we will continue to chat about last week's preseason games. Bengals faced off against the Eagles, and the Bengals are taking an approach to this preseason that's been different throughout as opposed to the entire Joe Burrow era before. They're 1-11 in weeks 1 through 2 in the last 6 years. And so last week against the Eagles, the Bengals played their starters for the entire first quarter of the first preseason game. Joe Burrow looked great. I think he had 120-something yards passing in one quarter, threw a couple touchdowns, threw one to Jamar. I think he threw another one, but I can't remember to who. And the offense looked incredible. The defense, however, they did not have Shamar Stewart out there, to my knowledge, who, as I mentioned earlier, seems to be having a great camp. They did not have Trey Hendrickson out there. But a lot of one guys, a lot of starters on the Bengals defense were out there. Logan Wilson was out there. Joseph Osai was out there. DJ Turner was out there. I think Dax Hill is still coming back from an injury. There were a lot of familiar guys out there on the field for this Bengals defense. And the Eagles' two offense played a lot of the game and just shredded those boys. The Eagles' backup offense shredded, for the most part, the Bengals' starting defense. Shredded them. Cade McKee, number 16, looked like an all-pro out there. And so this is, I've been talking about this on my streams a lot. I play as the Bengals every time on Madden 26. Talk about this on my streams a lot. We got the best offense in the league. We got the best quarterback in the league. We got the best receiver in the league. And I think we probably are approaching a time where we have a top 10, hopefully top 5 running back in the league. Nothing to worry about on the offensive side of the ball. The defense could be one of the worst in the league. If Shamar Stewart and Trey Hendrickson don't get home a lot. And they could. If Stewart's having the camp that everybody's saying if Shamar Stewart plays in games, like everyone says he's playing in camp, and then you put Trey on the other side, we might not need DBs. We might be able to just get home and be functional. But that's a lot to ask of two guys. And then you throw in the run game. Do we get gashed in the run game? Demetrius Knight, number 44, he seems to be a guy that's going to be expected to contribute right away at middle linebacker spot over there at Mike next to Logan Wilson. How does he show up? Great athlete, I hear. Haven't heard a ton about him coming from camp. Let's take a look. Demetrius Knight. Not hearing a whole hell of a lot about him. The guy's a stud. He's number 44. That was my number in high school. I like that a lot. Yeah, so I haven't heard a ton about Demetrius Knight. Let's Google him. Let's look for news. Yeah, he's earning first-team reps of the Bengals. We know that. Not a whole lot. Shamar Stewart. So, I did see a clip from Bengals practice a day or two ago, and it's not on footage because Burrow got rid of the ball, but apparently Shamar Stewart lost his balance, knocked Joe Burrow to the ground, and the camera pans over to Demetrius Knight on the sideline where he has both his hands on his hat. It apparently wasn't good, started a big brawl. Ted Karras, the center for the Bengals, was asked afterwards what happened. And Ted Karras was like, yeah, guy's great. He's having a great camp. Hey, just be smart. I remember one time when I was at Samford University, I was an edge guy, outside linebacker. Pride and joy was pass rushing. And I come off the edge clean. I'm a walk-on scout guy, right? I'm looking to earn reps with the twos, get on special teams. I'm doing whatever I can. So I come off the edge clean in a practice rep during team period. Come off clean. My buddy Liam starts to wind up for a throw, and I'm saying, okay, I'm not going to be able to tag him on the hip. They're not going to credit me with a sack in practice here. So I'm going to jump up and try and bat this ball down. So I leave my feet. I'm still going toward him after I leave my feet. I put my arms up to try to bat it. I miss the football, but his right wrist goes right into my left wrist. And you can hear a... You hear a slap. Oh, boy, did I get jumped. Oh, boy, did I get jumped. I get called to the sideline. I come off. And of all people, the D-line coach charges up to me. The D-line coach. And he starts ripping me, you know, pointing all this stuff. And he said something I'll never forget. This is when I realized that at a certain level, even at the small school we were at, small Division I school we were at, when you get to a certain level, football becomes about business. He comes up to me and said, you know what, Dupree? You take food off of my kid's table. You take food off of my table when you do something like that. You take food off of my table when you do something like that. And then he storms away. And I was kind of like, damn. I'm just trying to make plays, man. I'm out here just trying to have fun. He's talking about feeding his kids. I was like, shit, man. He is right. It's not high school anymore. You know, it's not really, at least not for everybody. It's not for the love of the game anymore. So point being, touching the quarterback, doing anything to the quarterback in practice when you get to a certain level is a no-go. You know, when I'm coaching my 8-year-olds, you know, our quarterback, he's playing D-end, he's hitting, he's doing meet me in the alley drills and all this stuff, and it's like, you know, you get bigger, you get stronger, guys get faster, guys learn how to play the game. And you just can't do that with quarterbacks when you get to a certain level. I'm sure even in high school, they're probably starting to protect quarterbacks a bit more compared to even when I was in there. What else? Let's do Bengals news. And this might have to be a short podcast because I don't know what my phone's battery is dealing with right now. And we got the Google machine taking its sweet-ass time. There's been a couple internet outages in Phoenix the last couple... I'm not going to talk about that. You got the damn wheel rolling. We might have another fucking internet outage here. This will be the third day in a row that there's an internet outage in my area here. I'm glad this isn't a live podcast. Been thinking about doing that. Thinking about doing a live podcast for a while. Would be cool, but in this case, it would not be cool if we were live right now and my internet just is doing what it's doing. So, yeah, Bengals news, top of the thing. Bengals rookie knocks down Joe Burrow. Receives a warning. I mean, they all jumped in and stood up for their guy. And I like that. Even if no one stood up for him, you know, you'd have a couple coaches jumping his ass. But football season gets closer and closer. Says Shamar Stewart isn't making many friends at Bengals camp. Good. Good. Yeah, this is the entirety of the headlines, what we just talked about here. Let's go to Cincy Jungle, see what they got. Cincinnati Bengals community. Cam Jordan says Bengals should give Trey Hendrickson all the money. Looks like Trey Hendrickson's at practice, but he's in street clothes. Looks in shape. Cam Jordan went on Kay Adams' show and said, give Trey Hendrickson all the money. He brought up contracts for T.J. Watt and Myles Garrett, both of whom Hendrickson beat out last season for the sack title. Look, I'm telling y'all, man, if Shamar Stewart did suit up against the Eagles, it looks like. I was wrong. Shamar Stewart did suit up against the Eagles. I'm telling you, if Shamar Stewart plays like people are saying he's practicing, we might not need DBs. B.J. Hill is injured. Cincinnati Bengals may finally have the inside of their defense at full strength again very soon. B.J. Hill slowly returning to practices. He was dealing with a foot injury most of the offseason. Dude, I'll tell you what. If there's one part of the body that is far from safe as a football player at a high level, it's your goddamn feet. I never had problems with breaking bones or ligaments, tearing ligaments in my foot, but I knew a lot of guys who did, and even my own feet, they were stiff as a board most days during my college days, and I was mostly a practice player. I still got callus on my feet from all those years playing football, practicing football. I'll probably never get rid of them. Bengals ranked as least valuable NFL franchise. Family-owned and still mostly controlled, Cincinnati Bengals don't boast an impressive standing, being in such a smaller market. They are the least valuable franchise for the sixth season in a row. The Bengals have a $5.5 billion valuation. Most valuable team, the Cowboys, is estimated to be 12.8. And look, dude, the Cowboys, Jerry Jones is getting a lot of flack, and I think he deserves it. I think Jerry Jones thinks he's the man for getting the Cowboys valued at what they have. He's more focused on that than winning championships and winning football games. That's just my opinion. He's getting a lot of flack. I don't need to add on. I don't need to pile on. The Jacksonville Jags are worth more than the Bengals by about $0.7 billion, sitting around $5.57 billion. And speaking of that, you guys have probably already heard about this if you're fans of the show and you like what I like, but the UFC just signed a seven-year, $7.7 billion deal with Paramount Plus. With Paramount. Paramount Plus is a service they offer. And if you have a subscription to Paramount Plus, you get access to every fight, which is a lot better spending $14.99 a month to get every fight, as opposed to paying ESPN $85 per card. Apparently, there will be about four huge fights a year that are aired on CBS to the world. This is an incredible thing for the sport of mixed martial arts. I talked to somebody, one of my family members at the family reunion. The sport of MMA came up, and they said to me, yeah, I've never followed the sport. And I thought for a second, I was like, yeah, that makes sense, because somebody who hasn't had a history of following the sport of MMA probably isn't going to shell out $85 to watch a fight. Can you imagine if you came to me and you said, hey, are you a soccer fan? Let's assume soccer matches were pay-per-view like the UFC used to be. Hey, are you a soccer fan? I say, no, I've never really had a history of watching it. And they say, oh, you should watch it. And then I go as a non-soccer fan. I take that person's advice. I jump online. I say, all right, when's the next soccer match? And there's a paywall. And they say, in order to watch this, you got to pay $85. So I think this is the best move for the UFC and Dana White to grow the sport even larger. It's been booming, even with the pay-per-view model the last 5 years. And it's going to grow even more. And I think UFC guys are hopefully going to, on a widespread basis, make a lot more money from brand partnerships and just gaining that overall public awareness rivaling, maybe not rivaling, but being in the same conversation as NFL guys one day. I truly believe that. So 7 years, $7.7 billion, four big fight cards going to be on CBS for the world to see. And it's going to give a lot more people that subscribe to Paramount Plus for other things the chance to give the sport a try for $14.99 a month. And they're already watching other things if they're already paying that. It's going to be great for the sport. It's going to be great for Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu as well. It's going to be great because they just rolled out UFC BJJ. They've had two cards on that so far, and I'm sure that's going to be included in a Paramount Plus subscription. So it'll be great. It'll be great. Here's the thing, guys. I don't know how much longer my phone battery is going to last. I might not even be on camera right now. And I just wanted to give you guys something. It's been a couple weeks since we dropped the last podcast. We've been hitting the live streams heavy and hard, and that's been helping our channel grow a bit. So that's been great. But just wanted to get something out to you guys. I might even self-edit this so that I can drop this today, because I know my boy Luke, he's got a lot on the docket with Tim Welch's Confidential Show and some other things he's got in the works. So just wanted to get in front of you guys again. Just wanted to let you know we're still here. We're still coming. We're still eating. You know what I mean? But look out for us. We're playing Madden live every day. I'll jump on there 30 minutes at a time, just get a game. I might get one right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go coach my boys later on. We're going up to the Pines, Flagstaff, Arizona tomorrow. We're going to do some scrimmaging. We're going to get closer and closer to football season here at the 8-year-old level, at the high school level, at the college level, at the pro level. And I think this is our second full football season we're approaching on this podcast. We started this thing in January of 2024. We started in the middle of the season before last. So you could technically say we're entering our third season. I say second because it's a full season. I'm fired up about it. We're going to get closer and closer here in the coming weeks, and you're going to get all of it. You're going to get the big NFL headlines on this podcast. You're also going to get every Cincinnati Bengals headline on this podcast. You're going to get that and more. We're going to really focus in on our Bengals this season as we approach one of the most pivotal times in franchise history as this season approaches. All right, like the video. It takes 2 seconds. Look, it's free. Just click right there. Click the like button. Click the subscribe button. I'm not going to come through the screen and bite you. It's totally free. Might not always be free. And I'll say this. If you're seeing this for the first time and you watch this long, look, you're going to see me again. You're going to see us again. So you might as well hit the subscribe button. All right, 41 minutes. Not bad. I'm going to get back to work here. We've been at work. Who am I kidding? All right, love you guys.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.